around Cornfield Centre.
Koinen David, es akina zois al shoel val yoinesen benoi. Hatzvi Yisrael, al bo mosecho cholol, eich noflu giboirim. Hatzvi Yisrael, the cherished land of Eretz Yisrael, how can it be? Abba Mosecha Noflu, he pointed. The cherished lands today is also crying out, and we're crying out. How much of Chaim Zev, the Chatzalim Lebrocha, Hatzvi Yisrael, the tremendous apple for Eretz Yisrael, tremendous apple for everybody in Eretz in Yisrael. Abba Mosecha on the hills of Ramat Beit Shemesh, the Gibor, them is a Gibor. Has left us. I don't know how many people know the godless. And the Prime Zev, a lady. From a young age, I'm just saying very short things. From a young age, he was already Adam Godum. Got smicha from the Moshe. Your day in Choshen Mishpat at an extremely young age, close to the G'dayli Rosh Hashivas Lamdonim, he was in the most choshev Beis Din in America, the Marbitz Torah, the head of the art school, Shas, Marbitz Torah B'chol Olam, and many other things. And then came the time he put his entire life, he always said his entire life is here in Ramat Beit Shemesh, the Kehila HaKadosha. How does one leave all that you could call in English prestige and put his entire life, he continued his other things, but his life was over here. David HaMelech was marking by Yoimel and Lamed b'nei Yehuda Koshes in Eksuv al Sefer HaYoshua. He said, the Giboyrim, we don't have the Giboyrim. We have to teach b'nei Yehuda how to shoot with an arrow. In Eksuv al Sefer HaYoshua, it's a very cryptic pasuk. Chazal and Avodah Zarah said, the Sefer HaYoshua, it's not the arrow that does it. It's merumas in Sefer Yosha, but it's also merumas to us where the koich of Klal Yisrael comes from, the Sefer Yosha. Sefer Yosha is a Yeshorim, a Ovis HaKadoshim, Avon Yisrael V'Yakud. Sefer Yosha is Mishne Torah. V'Sisha HaYosha Toi B'Yeni Hashem. When a person lives his life, not for himself, not for his covet, not for his power, but to be Latzisa Yoshua Toy Bene Hashem. Whatever Hashem is Yoshua Toyvo is good for me, and that's my life. To be like the Ovis HaGadoshim. He believed Tfunosoi. He came to the conclusion that more important than anything else in the world is to come to here. To be going to the Kehila, to the Betzim, be going to all of us. The challenges that we have, the oilim that come from Chutz Lares, they need something. They need somebody. They need Odom Godol to uplift them, to recognize their greatness. And he recognized their greatness, and he felt that this is more important than anything else in the world. This is the Vayitzer Yoshua Toiv B'nei Hashem, this is the Ratzon Hashem, and that's why he did it. That's why he put his whole life into it. It's always to say, the Kiel is his family. Always was Mishabeach, the men, the women, the children. Not only Mirayim them Mishabeach, he had that ability to see the greatness within each one and help each one come to his greatness, to the maximum. It says, Lelamed Yehuda Koshes, the koyach that was lost and it needs to continue. Koshes, archer, to be somebody that knows how to shoot the arrows. The special thing about the arrow, a person that has a sword, if he's very strong, he could do something. But the arrow could do much more. But there's something you need special about the arrow. You have to know exactly how to direct it to the to the place you want to hit. And if you have that koyach of being meduyok, then it does 100 times more than the sword can do. That's what we've seen constantly. With his godless, Mitzarecha Merubi Mikam Yalkov, Mitzarecheni, he had a bechina of koshes, of the arrow, knowing each person and his madrig and be able to speak to him on his level, to help that person realize his true potential, his true greatness. I remember he told me, come and call him, the noise of the chinuch, and he was so much a nefesh for the chinuch. He opened up the different yeshivas, elementary schools, as Yalvonen, Toris Moshe, for the girls, and many other things, Noise Ramah, many other things, Stoker and Chesed, everything, Meduyuk, exactly thought out of Peter Hashem. He's talking about the Noise of Yeshiva Ketan, it's a Noise which is so not politically correct in the American mind frame. And he said, such a chaval, you have young boys, Balik Yishroinus, why waste any of those best years of their lives, teenage years of their life, not being shakur and completely entire. And he could have said a whole fiery drasha. Koshes, he did a whole bunch of research. Timashkit, people are concerned there won't be panosa. He spent days and days and days doing research out. And the chanami, you're not going to lose out panosa. You can be able to make panosa in other ways. The whole, and there was kama v'kama dvarim, constantly in that fashion. Because he believed in every one of us. Sometimes we look just at the chizayis, external looks of a person. Sefer Yosha had the yashas in his own life. It was all kulei panimiyas, no chizayis. He didn't even want to wear the rabbinic garbs. Shtuyot for him. Well, who needs it? It's not nogea. He said, Yosha tov b'nei Hashem. If we go b'nei Hashem, that's mashpia. He was zeicha to see the nachas of the growth of his family and his broader family, the kehila, the doyris that are growing out but so beautifully. Mashpia, not only the kehila and the whole mamat Beit Shemesh. You have to be makatsa. Just want to say, At the end of that kina, Dr. Mel says, Sali alecho achi. That means tzal. And the nifter is going to oil me'emes. Malkam shakula toif. Tzal lonu. How much he was mechazik all of us, how much we need him, and he's missing. Eich vaflik iborim, V'yoyiv du klei milchoma. Agibor, is not with us here. The klei milchoma, the chokhmah that he had, to be meroyim everybody, to be dalko, not be afraid, not be embarrassed, but do it in a nice, fluid, beautiful way, to see how beautiful Avodas Hashem is. Oh, to claim the Chomer. But that's our chiyuv now. Like we said, the Lamed Nehu the Koshes, and the Chaname, the claim the Chomer, the Kalim, that had to break the Yetzirah, to be the Roman, uplift us, Obdu. But now we have to teach each one of ourselves to take a little bit of that Sefer Ayosha, the Yashus, what life is really all about, what's important for ourselves, for our children, not to be embarrassed. Use that Chochmah, the Koshes, each one with our own children, with our Tzibur, the Chochmah, to do it in a way that Adarab, we all make Nachas Ruach, Nelech B'derech HaYoshev HaToiv. Just one last thing I want to say. His Godless B'Toyah, together with that was a godless emunah b'tochen. Achoyves halvavos chai. He lived the achoyves halvavos constantly. It wasn't just a sefer that he taught his whole life. He lived it. The b'tochen was real with HaKadosh Baruch Hu every second of his life. Appreciation. Shabbachina. Shabbitochen. Shabbat Hashem. Yichlamayif. Everything. Achnoah. It's a time we will need a chizik and bitochen. Eich nopli yivoyim. But we know what Hashem does is always lahachi toiv, the best for us. Best for the kilo. For the almona, hachashuva, hagdoilo. For the children, the entire family. We have to carry out the Leibetik of the living Shabbi Tochen. That's his rotten, and that's what we can do. Shizaychen Yetz Hashem. Like we said, Bimechaye, his legacy, his Bitochen, his Koshes, his Yosheva Toy Bein Hashem, and that'll be a schuz for him, and he for sure, like the Rav said, will be tremendous mail, it's Yosha for all of us, Kalal Yisrael, B'yochad, B'frat, B'chlal. We need a great mail, it's Yosha, Kanere, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to have some of that's Makir. We call up Chinas, Kalal Yisrael, to be a mail, it's Yosha. She sees to Nabila, Amobis, Lanef, Lanessa, Mochak, Hashem, Kindim, Makopon.